Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Oh, let's go! Hans, can you scream, let's go?
Let's go.
That was more of like a, let's go. Can you just get away from the mic and go, let's go?
No. It's got to be in the moment.
There's an art to screaming, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's go! Or if you get tired of the Cardinals.
Enough!
That's a pretty good one.
I want to hear Derek's let's go.
I don't know, man.
Derek? We suck. Derek?
We definitely do. What do you need?
Are the Cardinals any good?
No.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. Hey, it's the drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Hans D. You heard him. Hans, do you have a riveting who you got coming up?
Oh, it's riveting.
Baby. Any Olympic preview?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
Any Euro Cup?
Oh.
Yes.
Really? MLS?
No.
NASCAR?
No.
Formula One?
No.
Cricket?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Travelers Championship. Is that? No, wait.
Rugby?
Is that this
week? Yes.
Travelers?
Is it Travelers?
I think it is.
Can we actually do a cricket match? Is that what they are? Matches?
I believe so.
That we can bet on with FanDuel. Can you bet cricket?
I thought so.
There's an Aussie rules. There's dart. Oh, yeah, here's cricket. So if we could do that, the next cricket match that you can bet on is December 7th.
No.
Can't wait that long.
Australia against England. Let's go ahead and drop 20 on that. And from now until December, you'll always have in your active bets that $20 cricket match against Australia and England. Are they serious with that? Have you ever checked the darts?
I don't know what a dart is.
Oh. You don't know what darts?
Oh, they're actually playing
yeah,
darts.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Playing darts. Like Michael Van Gerwen, the favorite to win the PDC World Championship, I assume.
Hmm.
You can also bet Dimitri Vandenberg at plus 1,400. He's pretty solid with the outside 20s.
Oh, for sure.
When you need a double 20.
He's a baller.
He is. He's totally good at that stuff. So, all right. So, we've got who you got coming up at 5:30. We just heard from Isaiah Williams. That was fun. And we've got Io coming up. But it's Friday. And we know what we do on Fridays. And that's when we tip them. And I don't, Derek, how about to you?
Okay, if you insist.
Because we weren't able to do it last Friday to tip to you.
Fair
so
enough.
Derek Piper is married. We probably ought to tip to Haley.
Yeah, that's the better.
She's probably
the, route
the one that deserves this the most. But she doesn't do the show with me. So I'm going to tip one to you.
Appreciate it.
Everybody out there, get them out of the cooler. Get them out of the fridge. If you're really tricky and smart and you throw one in the freezer and you wrap it in a paper towel, it gets really cold in a hurry. So just in case you ever have a hot beer that you need to get cold, do that trick. But the paper towel's got to be wet. Wrap it around the beer, put it in the freezer. Boom, gets cold like that. Sometimes you take one of the mugs out of the freezer and pour into that mug, which is what we do here. So to that, to Derek Piper, let's have a weekend. Let's go. Thing I wanted to ask you. So today I was checking out some high school basketball. Andrew was playing a little hoops. And they played a game. And then they decided to do, it was over at El Paso, Illinois, long way away. El Paso, by the way, Hans, you should know this. In 2013 and 14 and maybe even 12, they won state golf championships. They were really good.
Wow.
They had these Mounts kids. I think they were twins. M-O-U-N-C-E. And they won back-to-back El Paso Gridley, the Titans. But what they did today, Derek, is they did situations. Have you ever seen that? So I thought it was pretty cool. So they brought four teams into the arena. It was STM, Gibson City, El Paso, and I can't remember the other team. But they had those guys in there. And so what they would do is one of the coaches, so let's say it's Gibson City against El Paso. So the Gibson City coach would say, all right, give me 12 seconds on the clock. We're down two. So then they would take the ball out, and they would play that, play out that scenario. So he would run a play to either win it with a three or knock down a two, and then, of course, then try to play defense. Or maybe they would say, all right, we're up two with 12 seconds. So then the other team would have to foul. I mean, I don't think they ever did that. Or they were like, all right, tie game, 4 seconds left. We get the ball out of midcourt. I thought that was really cool. I've never seen that.
No.
And it was really...
seen it in practice, like known teams practice, but
absolutely.
Not teams getting together and saying, all right, let's do this.
Exactly. So I thought it was really neat because then the coaches could kind of utilize maybe a play. And I think most of those teams that were there today probably wouldn't be playing each other anyway during the regular season. And heck, by the time that rolls around, you're going to forget anyway. But I thought it was really cool to be able to just see, all right, is this play going to work? I heard the team that I can't think of where they were from, the coach was kind of laughing because he drew a play up with like 12 seconds left, down one, I think. And you could see that it was going to work, but I don't know, the kid slipped or something, and they didn't even get a shot off. And the coach starts laughing. He goes, all right, I might have to go back to the drawing board on that one. But I kind of joked with him afterwards. I'm like, you know what? I think that play works if he doesn't slide. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably true. But it was just one of those cool things. I was going to also tell you about my Ty Pence.
Yeah, you never got to share that. I was
never did.
Say, you should.
Yeah, so the other day, it would have been Tuesday in Muhammad. Andrew had a doubleheader that night, basketball doubleheader. But in between his games, St. Joe played Central, Champaign Central, and it was an entertaining game. And it came down to the wire. Central was up two with about 16 seconds left. St. Joe called a timeout and ran a play for Pence, essentially off about two or three screens. He gets the ball, makes a move. Central was doing unbelievable defense. I mean, they were playing great defense on him. But he made like a shimmy to the right, let's say, went left hard with a dribble, pulled up from about 15 and knocked down the shot to tie it. Central grabs the ball with about 7 seconds left, sprints it up the court. They kind of take a little bit of an ill-advised shot. Pence gets the rebound, and at that time, I look behind me, and there was like 2.1 seconds on the clock. So he looks. I look back at him, and he takes one look up at the clock, takes like three dribbles. Of course, his step is about 8 feet, it looks like, but he just gets on this side of the three or of the half-court line, throws it up. I mean, he didn't throw it up. He shot it, and it goes in. To win the game. It was a really cool ending. And I tell you, kudos to Central and kudos to St. Joe. It was a fun game to watch. It was the varsity. And, you know, you never know, like at these summer tournaments, half your team could be on vacation. You might have somebody that's hurt. You may have somebody playing baseball, whatever the case. But it was just, it's kind of my first foray into this kind of stuff. We didn't really do a lot of summer stuff with Lucas for some reason back in the day. So just kind of cool to watch that. And it's pretty funny to watch like my son Andrew, who's just coming out of eighth grade, you know, and now getting onto the court with some of these varsity guys and JV guys, and it, like his eyes are like just bigger than like saucers. I'm like, yeah, so height-wise, you're doing okay, buddy, but your arms look like toothpicks compared to these guys. So he's like, yeah, I gotta start getting stronger. So somebody asked how Pence was on defense. He's pretty good. Pretty good. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't locked in the entire game watching him, but on occasion, I would zoom in. And plus, as you know, defense isn't exactly the biggest thing.
Biggest emphasis. Yeah. Especially a summer league game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A 5 o'clock game in Muhammad on a Tuesday night. But It was fun. That St. Joe team is really good. I think Central could be really good. And again, I don't know who, if everybody had all their, you know, bullets, if you will, or if there were certain guys missing, et cetera. But it was just kind of cool to watch that, and I thought that was pretty cool on Ty Pence. There is a, when I watched him, I don't know what it is, and I guess I'll credit the fact that I've covered athletes for 30 years. There is something about a certain athlete that just kind of stands above the rest. And that doesn't mean that there weren't really good athletes out there or really good basketball players, but sometimes there's certain guys that just have it. I can remember, I mean, back in the day, Tom Michael, who's now the Eastern Illinois athletic director, when I was at SIU, I think it was my sophomore year, or no, it would have been freshman maybe, Tom Michael played with Carlisle, played in the super sectional down at SIU Arena, and I convinced a couple of my buddies, I'm like, let's, you know, the rest of the floor, they were heading out to the bars, and I'm like, well, you guys want to go watch this basketball game? They're like, really? I'm like, well, we can always meet him at the bar. Like, all right, let's go do it. So we went over and watched Carlisle, and Tom Michael, I think, hit like six or seven threes that day. And I don't know, like, even Tom, I think, would, if he was standing here, he'd laugh, and he'd say, okay, oh, now athletically, I wasn't above anybody. But there was a certain aura to him. And I'm talking to the guy that has seen millions of these things. But there is that certain aura about, like, Tom Michael, when he stepped on the court that night, you knew he was going for 20.
Yep.
And it's just, there's something cool about that. And it's kind of the feeling I felt with Ty Pence, in the sense that, number one, it doesn't hurt to be 6'5". Number two, it doesn't hurt that you can jump and touch the rafters, not just dunk a ball. I mean, I swear he could touch the top of the backboard if he wanted. And, you know, that certainly plays into it. But he looked like he could go left or right with his dribble. He was smooth. He looked pretty good defensively. His shot looked pretty good. He wasn't knocking down a lot of shots, but I was watching him before the game and such. And he's got long range.
Yep.
So there's my eval.
There you go.
On Ty Pence, if you want to write an article.
And he's got great hair.
He does
have
good hair.
That St. Joe team, I saw them last week. They have the flow going.
And that is one
thing. Hansie would fit in on that squad.
Hans would fit in, and Andrew Tay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I told Andrew from the get-go, I'm like, well, listen, you may get schooled out there against these varsity guys, but I'm telling you right now, your hair game is on top of it. I mean, you are ready to roll with that do. The flow.
You just need a solid wink to go with it for that, like, opposing student section.
Exactly.
When you do hit that corner three, you got to go by. There you go.
Exactly. So it's kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see that. And again, just the end of game scenarios. There's another one, Derek. Caribbean.
Do you say scenario or scenario?
Scenario is how I've always done it.
Yep.
A buddy of mine, Austin Hogue. Yes, Austin. Or yes, Austin. Sorry. Yes, Hans.
Scenario.
So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Some people that want to be sound smart, they'll say scenario. The scenario.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those. Oh, you know what we haven't done in a while?
I think I know what you're... We have quite the scenario.
Going
to be a
Hans. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing just fine.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm probably going to just lay back, watch some Frasier, and have a cigar.
Do you always wear glasses when you read?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you even need them?
No, but it's to prevent myself from having to wear glasses later on.
And does the cigar smoke fog up the glasses?
Ooh.
No, I've figured that one out.
Are there even lenses in the glasses? Or is it just, like, fake?
That's a secret.
Okay.
I cannot let that.
Is there truth that you have a bear rug?
That is true.
At home. Okay. Yes.
Next to the fireplace?
Yep.
And I prevent the smoke from, you know, fogging up the glasses by putting a fan behind me. Just blowing air right behind my head.
Is tonight going to be scotch?
Scotch, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not your normal Friday drink the book. And the book?
And the book, my brother will surprise me. He'll just throw a book on my lap and I'll start reading it.
That is Hans D. What is Hans doing on Friday? I think we need to start making that a regular All right. Thank you, Hans.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Need to check his Snapchat to make sure this is actually accurate.
I could honestly see Hans having a bear hug.
I could definitely see that.
I want that. For sure. Yeah. For real. Like,
and
I want.
The head is still there with a big, you know, like, teeth.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
That'd be sweet.
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of basketball, there's a guy that you've watched before that had a little bit of an aura and a little bit of talent.
I'd say so, yeah.
And that would be Io Desumu. The other day, he went through, explain that. Was that a combine? Like,
yes.
So he did like almost like an NFL combine. You jump and you hit the things. What if you ever jumped and didn't touch one of them?
That would probably be what we would do.
You're right. Well, you wouldn't. You're tall enough.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd even touch one of them, and that'd be bad. I'd be like, well, my knees are hurt. Okay, Lon. We'll see.
It'd be like being at the NFL combine, and you're supposed to rep 185, right. And then it gets to your chest, and then you're struggling with it.
Hey, guys, are we actually putting weights on the bar?
Oh,
I didn't think we were doing that. Io.
Let out this loud grunt after one and be like, yep, I got it.
Just the
What's
bar.
Your guys' max?
No.
Oh, no, we're doing like 20 of these.
Oh, well, I hurt my shoulder the other day, so I don't know if I can do this. He did like a cone drill. He did all that. How did he do?
The vertical, he got measured with shoes, without shoes. I don't have I know his vertical was about 39 inches,
okay.
Which he said was a 3-inch improvement from where I think maybe even the end of this past year.
Really?
Now, he came into Illinois not really getting off the ground all that much. Fletch definitely helped him. I'm sure his bench press, if they did that,
I'm sure.
is doing all right.
He doesn't have an ounce of body fat.
Does not. His feet are pretty quick.
Yep.
Laterally can get going, but opted not to play 5-on-5 and opted not to shoot at the combine. I imagine where he's projected right now is, you know, late first round, worst case, early second.
Got it.
He probably felt that he could only be hurt in that scenario.
Well, that's fair.
Now, if you're looking at it, I'm thinking back and last, not that this is the way I think of Io,
right.
But the last impression of him was not good against Loyola. You could make an argument for, okay, why not go out in the combine and show everybody, like, okay, that was one game.
Exactly.
I was off. Let me just bust these guys up, but he will get a chance to, in individual team workouts, I'm sure, do the shooting drills and all that kind of stuff, but that was his decision to make, and that's the way he went about it.
Is that the one hiccup for him, is the shooting?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because I was talking with some people, and we think about him, because he's not a true point guard. Now, can he play in ball screens? Absolutely.
Like, yes.
He can make those decisions. He's going to be someone that can push and transition. But I guess quite a few NBA teams don't even – one of their questions in how they view him is, say – and the NBA has changed to where it's not maybe just a point guard facilitating, because we've seen the Nuggets be a team that is projected to get Io late in that first round.
Right.
A lot of their offense is run through Jokic.
Got it.
At the top of the key. So can he be someone that's in that corner or on that wing that – when help comes on Jokic, they kick it out. Can he make that catch and shoot at a high enough volume to stick in the league or to play significant minutes? That's one of the main questions. That's got to be still, despite shooting, what he shoot, like 40% from three this past year?
Yeah.
It's still one thing that they're kind of looking at. And the left hand.
Yeah. There's
when
no
he's
doubt.
On the ball.
Yep.
There's just a couple of things like that.
He is incredibly explosive with the right hand. And in transition, there haven't been many better at Illinois getting the ball in transition and going and then doing whatever.
Up there with D and probably Frank.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, he was so fun to watch getting the transition to go. So
yeah, obviously flying Illini, but.
Well, yeah, those guys.
I'm thinking my lifetime.
Oh, heck, those were like centers doing that back then. They were incredible. All right, so Mike Schmitz, he is an NBA draft expert. He sat down for about 4 minutes with Io to talk to him about certain things leading up to the draft. Here is the chat with Mike.
Here with Io Desumu, Illinois guard, All-American, one of the most accomplished players in the entire country. This is your hometown, here in your home city. What's it been like just to be back here with all this stuff going on?
You know, I'm Chicago, born and raised, so to be back here, you know, being in this position I'm in now, you know, I'm grateful for it because growing up, I saw, you know, all the other Chicago greats go through this process, so I'm just enjoying enjoying it. I'm enjoying every bits and pieces of it, and I'm just having fun.
I know you've been able to take in a little bit of the game behind us. Anyone who stood out to you so far?
Yeah, definitely. Bones Highland, I seen him. He played when I was watching earlier. He had like 9 straight. You know, AJ Lawson, of course. We the same agency. He been playing well. Been playing defense, taking charges, and you know, they all doing well out there. They all competing. They all, you know, doing their thing.
So you were on the radar, you know, as a high school player. I think we all knew about you and scouted you at a young age, but you really made a huge jump over these past few years in college. What allowed you to kind of turn yourself into really one of the best players in the NCAA?
Definitely. You know, I just took the constructive criticism and, you know, the critics. You know, I found out what they were saying about me. I just went to the gym and I wanted to get better. That's my motto. You know, I take constructive criticism and I take things that people say I can't do well. I go in the gym and try to be better.
So what is an NBA team getting in Ayo Dosunmu?
Our NBA team is getting a ready player. You know, I'm 21 years old. You know, I'm ready to come in and help any way I can on offensive and defensive end. You know, they're getting a playmaker, a complete player, a playmaker, and, you know, someone who can guard 1-3.
Who are you watching in the NBA now, whether it's the playoffs or the regular season, and saying, I feel like I can play that type of role?
Definitely. You know, I don't think it's one player who I think I play like. You know, it's definitely different pieces. But, you know, going through this process, lifting a lot, you know, getting ready for the draft, I definitely do believe that when it's my time to go out there, you know, I'd be ready. You know, my body's ready, my mind ready. I think I'm ready.
What are some of the things that you feel like you'll be able to show throughout this pre-draft process that maybe you didn't show at Illinois?
Definitely. I'll just be able to show teams, be able to see me in person, being able to see me work out in person, seeing, you know, my body has progressed. Working out in front of a team, just seeing how, you know, how crisp I do things in person. You know, a lot of things, teams couldn't really come out in person last season. So being able to see me work out in person, shoot in person, and just, you know, do things in person, it helped a lot.
A lot of good players in this draft, some highly touted, some great college players. Where do you think you stack up amongst this entire group?
Oh, I mean, I think I'm one of the better players in this draft, definitely. I think I'm the best point guard in this draft, definitely.
Well, best dressed, potentially. I think you got that on lock. Definitely outdressing me. But Ayo, appreciate you taking the time and kind of breaking your game down a little bit.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hey, Ayo, it's Jay Billis up top.
What's up, Jay?
So Mike just referenced it, but why the coat and tie?
Oh, man, this is like how I was raised. You know, I was brought up to use this process as a job interview. So that's how I've been approaching my NBA interviews. And so I just, you know, stay with it.
Ayo LaFonso Ellis. Ayo, I was just curious. I thought the mask would go really well with the shoes. Where's the mask at today?
Yo, my house like 5 minutes away, so I'll bring it for y'all next game.
All right. Ayo Dosunmu.
Thank you.
Star at Illinois. Appreciate you joining and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
That is Ayo wearing a suit and tie. I like that. I pulls it off well. All of a sudden I heard the, hey, Ayo LaFonso. I was like, ugh. Hey, I thought the mask would go well with the shoes. Whatever. We didn't want you anyway, years ago. I like the way Ayo approaches things. I'm going to miss him.
Oh, absolutely.
He's such a likable kid.
He absolutely is, and you said it just to have kind of that aura, just the when you're around him, just the presence about him, you know, yeah. It's just kind of that big time, like something special type of dude. He's that on the court and then also
no doubt
off the court when you're talking to him, when he's in interviews. He's just very polished, very prepared. You know that he's thought a lot about this for however long. And now that he's living in that moment, it's really cool to see for him.
You know, change is something we're not used to. Like if there was a stop sign and then all of a sudden they made it a yield and then they made it a stop sign again. Like, you know, they're like, whoa, that... Next year, whenever Illinois is in a close game late,
yeah, that's a good point.
Every Illinois fan is going to be like, hey, we're fine. We've got Ayo. No, we don't. Oh, crap! I mean, seriously, that's going to be like, who's going to take the shot?
It's actually going to be a big discussion point. You know, you think about like the radio topics, you know, that they hit on throughout the all offseason. Like, here's the main thing we're talking. That's a big
thing
to figure out.
I totally agree.
When we have Brad on the next time, we're going to have to be like, is your biggest task this offseason to just draw up like last second plays? Because all it was last year was like, oh, we know where we're going.
Right.
I'm just going to sit back, kick the feet up. Oh, he hit another one. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
That was one area of coaching Brad didn't even have to worry about for 2 years, is just give the ball to Io and let him do his thing. If you had to pick somebody, I mean, the ball is going to be in Curbelo's hand.
Correct.
So he's either going to get a shot, and he's crafty, or he's going to set someone up for the shot. And I would assume at this point it'd be Trent.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe Plummer. Like, once we kind of see, I don't know, you know, I don't know what to expect out of him. I didn't really watch a lot of Utah.
I did not as well.
So
either, actually, is the
nice.
The proper.
It's Friday. You don't have to correct grammar. Yeah.
DeMonte actually hit
a
handful of clutch shots last year.
He did.
And if you're going to leave him in the corner, I mean, why not?
I'm game.
But I'm with you. It's kind of that, let's put the ball in Curbelo's hands, mm-hmm. let him make a decision, let him read the defense. But he is going to have to show with his own jump shot.
I agree.
Because the natural reaction is going to be, let's give him a few feet, sag off, make sure his passing lanes are all clogged up, and let's see if he can beat us with the jump.
See what happens. I like it. All right. Well, that is some good stuff. Again, Mike Schmitz, NBA draft expert, chatting with Io. The draft end of July.
That's right.
Okay, so we're about a month away from finding out about Io and Kofi. So we'll see what happens there. Butch on the U of I Line Link text line. Carlisle still the only school to win a football and basketball championship in the same school year. I didn't realize that. That's a cool little stat. Butch misspelled Carlisle. I'm sure he could care less. He spelled it like Rick Carlisle. Wasn't he an NBA coach? Or is he still?
Pistons? He just got let go by the Mavs.
Oh.
And now he's going to the Pacers.
Okay. He would be, along with two other people, the only people I know that coach NBA basketball. Like, that I know who it is. Have we haven't done that
don't
drill.
Do you know
in a while.
Lenny Wilkins?
Is he back?
No, he's not.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. Is Lenny Wilkins coaching? I mean, we need to run through the drill again of NBA coaches. Now, once we get everybody in place for next year and see how many NBA coaches legitimately that I even know who they are.
We could try the four teams that are alive now.
So you got Phoenix.
Yep.
Is that Monty Williams?
There you go.
I do know him only because he was going to be Illinois' coach, right? That's it. Then we've got the Clippers. Who's that?
It's Ty Lue, right?
Oh, I know Ty. I don't know him. And then you've got the Timberwolves. I bet I don't know. Saunders?
You're thinking of the Bucks.
Or Bucks, I'm sorry. I always say that when I think of Milwaukee. The Bucks coach is?
Mike Budenholzer.
Don't know him. And then Atlanta.
Hawks.
And that is coached by Lon Kruger? I don't even know.
Nate McMillan.
Oh, I know Nate. Played for the Supersonics back in the day.
That's right.
Well, right there I knew three of four. That's pretty good. Budenhofer? Whatever. Did he even play ball? Blutenhoser. Okay. Man, that's perfect for Minnesota. Or Milwaukee. I keep saying Minnesota.
Okay, it's all the same.
Dang it! All right, Hans, are you ready to go on Who You Got?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back. Hans D. and Who You Got.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B. t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm John Prairie Gardens plant expert. So there's a lot of things that you could be doing, especially in June. It's a great time to continue planting. There's so many perennials that are available now, trees and shrubs. If we could get those in the ground now during June before it starts to get super hot like it does in July. So that's something to keep in mind.
Come to Prairie Gardens. We're here to answer all your garden questions and help you create your extraordinary garden today. Located Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
If you're looking for an incredible steak dinner, small town flair with a big city taste, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. The Long Branch Steakhouse is being compared to some of the best steakhouses in the Midwest, including Ruth Chris. Make sure you order the filet mignon, prepared exactly how you like it, always guaranteed with a hot potato and a salad. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. It's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Parkland College is ready to move forward, and so are you. There's no better time than now to attend Parkland College. Welcome back to campus with in-person classes this fall, or choose from hybrid, flexible, and online course offerings. Right now, eligible Parkland students can get up to $1,500 in additional funding opportunities. Take advantage and grow your story at Parkland College. Call Parkland Financial Aid at 217-351-2222 or visit parkland.edu/fall21 to find out if you qualify.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Summer! It means pools, picnics, relaxation. Yeah, right. It's also the perfect time of year for a mid-year financial checkup. If you've fallen behind on your goals, Busey can help you get back on track. They want you to rethink big goals, financial assessments, and the Resource Center on Busey.com. Great tools to see if you're on track for saving for retirement, college, and major purchases. Have you been sticking to your budget? Well, money management puts inside of your fingertips and your financial goals within reach. Access it within Busey eBank. Whatever your financial goal, Busey can help. From retirement planning to funding your child's college education, from creating an investment to setting up a 401k for your employees, we want you to enjoy the summer free from financial worries to work towards achieving your financial goals. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Do that today. I just nailed that, Cliff. Nailed it! How's D? How's D? What's up, Hans? Is this one of your songs?
No, it's not.
No?
No.
It's not under. Hans D.
This is
how about Lil Yachty?
No, no.
From Coffin?
Ski. Do you see Ski on there? There it is.
Lil Young Thug. It's the name of the song. Ski. Andrew was listening to Ski the other day.
Mm-hmm. It's a catchy song.
It is.
Oh, I'm not even.
I didn't even have you on.
It's all good. I swear that Trevor and Hans put these songs in just to hear you say the name of the artist.
Right.
Lil Bone Thug.
Oh, Ski.
Ski.
All right, Hans. Are you ready to roll with who you got?
Got.
Let's go.
First up.
You didn't do that.
I waited.
He was quick out of the chute on that one, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's excited.
This bowl known for throwing riders off early. Hans D will be riding Young Thug. Here we go.
Speaking of rodeos, I'm going to be going to one tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
In Monticello?
Yep.
Isn't it the state rodeo?
I think so.
So my dentist, Philip Jones, down in Villa Grove, his boys both do rodeo, and they're really good at it.
Wow.
Really good at it.
That's cool.
It would be fun to watch a rodeo. I would, the whole time, I'd be like, ow. And then every once in a while, like, this is me, I'd be like, aw. Like, did they hurt that little calf? You know, because they rope them up, and they're, how do they not pull hamstrings and stuff?
That's a good point.
But I don't think they get hurt.
I just hope it doesn't rain tomorrow.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is it outdoors?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if they did.
Rodeos are typically outdoors. It's what you expect.
I didn't
rodeos.
Know if they were under a big tent or
okay,
something.
Okay.
Well, I think it's supposed to rain until July 4th. So
sounds about right.
It's a true story.
I was going to have my check ride this week, and I just got screwed by the weather. So.
Your check ride?
Yeah, my final exam for my commercial rating.
Oh, thought you were all driving right. for a cab or something.
Yeah. That's what
so
I'm doing.
So that's your final?
Yeah.
And then you're a pilot?
Well, I am a pilot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be able to get paid to fly.
Really?
Oh, we'll never see him anymore, probably after that.
That's it?
He doesn't need us.
That's the end.
Yeah. Even though I get paid here, you know,
handsomely,
more than anywhere
that's
else.
That's the end of Hans. So this could be our final who you got.
Oh, it could be.
Or only because of rain may we maybe get Hans one more time. So now I'm all of a sudden like rooting for the rain.
Oh. Oh, wow. All
right. So you can get paid then? Are you going to be like a crop duster?
No way.
Oh.
I'm not touching that.
Why? That looks fun.
Yeah.
Because they just swoop in and just...
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It does look dangerous.
I'd rather, live for a couple more years and actually get to where I want to be before,
Those crops can dust themselves.
Yeah.
According to Hans. All right, I'll shut up.
Okay. NHL.
Scores!
We got the playoffs. Game 7 tonight. New York Islanders Tampa Bay Lightning. Who you got?
I have got the Lightning. But I have this weird feeling, Derek Piper. This year, I mean, the Habs are in the cup. The Montreal Canadiens are in the cup. And I feel like this season is about storylines. So you've got a Canadian team in there. The New York Islanders have kind of been that, like, what is going on with the Islanders? Not that they're not good. I understand they're good. I just don't think many people thought they'd be right now in this finals, especially in the Cup. So even though Tampa's a heavy favorite, and I'm still taking the Bolts tonight, I would not be surprised to see this Islanders team squeak it out like with a little OT scrapper in front of the net. And it goes under the pads for a victory.
Mm.
I'm still going to go Tampa.
That'd be entertaining, wouldn't it?
It would.
Did I hear this right, that someone on the Islanders has scored a goal in like 9 straight games?
I think that's right, and I don't know his name. I should.
I don't either.
I should know
his
name.
That's impressive. Lightning at home, but it would be fun to see something different.
I agree. I was telling you when I ran that little clip of the Canadians, when they score that goal, When a team wins a game at home, like in overtime, it's weird. Like, it's like, score! And there's like this pause of silence throughout the arena and then an eruption. It's one of the coolest sounds I've ever heard. It's like that moment, that quick little second of, did he score? And then everybody just goes crazy. It was really cool. All right, let's go.
How frequent are game 7 overtime? I feel like it happens a lot.
A lot. Two words.
Okay.
A lot.
Think about that in betting ventures.
And I see where you're going there.
You could do that.
Because, like, you can bet to win in regulation or overtime.
Or a game just to go to overtime.
Or just go to OT. Yeah. I always pray for overtime. And unless it's my team, the Blues, then I don't want the stress.
Oh, man.
I mean, the stress of that. That's probably, that 2019 Cup run probably took a couple years off my life. But it was worth it. Definitely worth it. Now I'm only going to be 98 instead of the Hondo. Don't blink, Hans.
Next up, the Montreal Canadiens. That's Kenny, well, they already Kenny they Chesney. Just advanced.
Yeah, they're there.
Don't blink is a good song.
It is a good song. Yeah, the Canadiens are waiting on the winner tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
On to the NBA playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks are facing the Milwaukee Bucks. Atlanta leads 1-0.
Bucks 8.5-point favorites tonight. I've got them winning in a parlay, along with the Lightning.
Yep.
I think Milwaukee wins this game. I don't think they're the Clippers. Where it seems like L.A. needs to go down 0-2 before they even really start to play. I'm going to go Milwaukee to win this and even the series up.
I have Milwaukee as well. The thing that makes me nervous, well, other than Trae Young just being from not,
he's so good.
Not from this planet, but DraftKings, and we've joked about these little boosts that they offer where they're like bait. Like, they're going to give you something that looks good with boosted odds, and you're going to bet it, and it never happens. Well, they did this for the Bucks to win game one. And I bet it.
Oh.
And they lost. Regular money line minus 400. We're going to give it to you for even money.
Okay.
No, they lose.
Yeah.
They're re-offering it for game two.
Really?
And I'm in again. And I'm like, it's too easy. It should be.
It is.
But I don't think Chris Middleton's going to go 0 for 9 from 3 this game.
Ooh.
Maybe they'll defend Trae Young a little bit better.
My goodness.
But, yeah, I got Bucks even in the series.
Okay. I've got a plus 200. Giannis 35 plus and a Bucks win.
Wow.
Let's go, Milwaukee.
I'll be cheering for the Bucks tonight, then.
Thank you, Hans.
Yeah, you're welcome. Next up, the Phoenix Suns versus the LA Clippers. Phoenix leads 2-1, game four tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Devin Booker likes to whine.
I mean, if he's a star in the NBA, that's kind of par for the course.
Great point.
Essentially.
Great point.
But, yeah.
That's kind of the lesson you learn from the guys like LeBron. Don't do this, Phoenix. Don't let the Clippers come back and tie this game. We have to make this a starless final. Although you say that and you still have a lot of stars there with Trae Young and Giannis or whatever, Devin Booker.
Yeah, Devin Booker, Chris Paul.
I just want Phoenix to win. But I'm going to go Clippers in game four. I think they even the series 2-2.
It's just kind of their MO.
That's
what they've been doing. They've been getting down 2-0 and then they come back and make it a series that goes, you know, 6-7 games.
Yep.
So I could see the same thing. Chris Paul coming off the COVID list. I mean, he went 5 for 19. I mean, even
wow.
Regardless of the effects, you take a guy, you know, off the practice court for 2 weeks.
No doubt.
Him being rusty is pretty, I mean, that's not unexpected. I'd say Clippers at home, even it up. And then I'd be okay with this series going deep and being really,
let's go,
you know, intense in game six, game seven. I still want to see the Suns.
Suns
well.
Win in seven.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Next up.
And I'm all right with Atlanta.
Atlanta would be fun.
In the finals.
Yeah, Trae
Young. Little Trae Young and Devin Booker.
That'd be sweet.
I'm in.
Yeah. Next up is the College World Series. Vandy versus NC State. They just finished. Vanderbilt won 3-1.
I hate Vanderbilt. Baseball.
The next game is Texas versus Mississippi State.
Texas knocked out Virginia, according to Derek Piper.
They did.
That was Drew Dickinson's team. So I'll take Mississippi State. So now all of a sudden, I'm not a hook 'em horns kind of guy.
Okay.
Bulldogs? Is that what Mississippi State
yes.
is? Yeah, the Bulldogs.
Yes.
I'll take the Bulldogs.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'll pick Vandy because, well, they're playing. Are they playing right now?
They won.
Oh, they won.
Yeah,
so I'll pick Vandy.
And I totally understand why you wouldn't listen to Hans. Not many people do. But, yeah, NC State just
I wasn't
lost.
Listening, no.
Oh, yeah, I know. And that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't either. That's my point.
Thank you.
So,
thank you very
my
much.
My bad, Hans. I'm just too upset about you leaving. That
I know.
I can't even hear what you're saying.
It's a good point. Pipe's probably over here, like, texting with some, like, high-level recruit.
Oh, right.
Not listening to you, Hans.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
I respect that.
Hans would be a high-level kind of recruit.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I mean, a little high maintenance.
Yes.
Yeah. High level, high maintenance. They kind of go hand in hand. Exactly. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know what he'd be a recruit at, but good little golfer. Good little golfer.
Good little golfer.
And I'll take, yeah, I'll follow your lead. I'll take Mississippi State.
Dogs.
Next up, we got the MLB. We got the Mariners at the White Sox. Mariners are 39-37. White Sox are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
44-30. Who you got?
Any idea who's throwing for the Mariners tonight?
I'm not going to say it.
How do you say that?
You say
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Yep.
4-3.
Lefty. Oh, ERA's not bad, but lefties against White Sox tend to not do spectacular.
Two lefties on the hill tonight.
Yeah.
I'll take the White Sox.
I will as well.
Okay.
Rodon's been lights out.
He's been good. 1.83 ERA. Man. Hansi.
Next up, we have the two worst teams in the NL Central.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. That's great.
We got the Pirates versus the Cardinals. They are at Busch Stadium. This is a battle. Who you got?
It's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Will Crow's on the hill.
Oh, my. Versus Will KK. Crow, 6.42 ERA, hasn't won a start.
Ugh.
Come on, man. Come on now.
Cardinals.
We need it.
We do. For our parlay.
Yeah, that too.
We need it primarily. For that, we're going Cardinals, Hans.
Wow. All right.
Cardinals, Carlson hit.
Yes. We got a Frazier hit.
Frazier and Ke'Bryan Hayes to get a hit.
Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Tyler O'Neill to get a hit.
Yep.
And the Cardinals win.
Yep.
That would
there
snap
you go.
10 to win 60.
Yep.
That would snap their four-game losing streak.
Stop it.
Impressive.
Stop it in there.
They're due.
And finally, the Cubs at the L.A. Dodgers. Cubs had a great game last night. Who you got?
He's loving this. Well, you got Jake Arrieta on the mound.
Yeah.
He might as well start throwing left-handed. And you got Tony Gonsolin, who is 0-0 with a 3.0. This screams L.A. blowout.
Oh, my gosh.
8-0. Dodgers.
I was thinking that last night, and I was very I was mistaken. So why not double down and say, yeah, it's going to be tonight, because Arrieta has not been good at all.
Let's go.
And the Dodgers, are they going to lose 5 in a row?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Dodgers.
Okay, before we go to Euro soccer and cricket, we got to take a quick break, Hans.
All right.
We're back with Who You Got.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Reliable Mechanical has been around for over a century, which means they've seen everything. Their trained and experienced team considers a planned maintenance program the single most effective way to ensure your business's infrastructure. Without a preventative maintenance plan, unscheduled repairs could be costly. So let Reliable take care of you. Their preventative plan allows time for problems to be recognized and corrected before major damage occurs. Call them today, 217-356-1841. Reliable Mechanical. Let them be reliable for you. Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry.
Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at IlliniLink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or your high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and service. Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is taking orders now to get your project going by the end of summer. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Parkland College is ready to move forward, and so are you. There's no better time than now to attend Parkland College. Welcome back to campus with in-person classes this fall, or choose from hybrid, flexible, and online course offerings. Right now, eligible Parkland students can get up to $1,500 in additional funding opportunities. Take advantage and grow your story at Parkland College. Call Parkland Financial Aid at 217-351-2222 or visit parkland.edu/fall21 to find out if you qualify.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Ow! Hansi!
Who do you got? Euro Open.
Oh.
This is soccer. We have Wales.
I know
a
Wales.
Denmark. Who you got?
Wales versus Denmark.
I know who I'm cheering for.
I'm going Wales.
Me too.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, baby.
Go Wales.
I'm a little Welsh, so I gotta, you know.
Are you really?
I guess so.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit Welsh. What is a Welsh beer?
A good beer, let me tell you.
Probably. I'm guessing it is. Stout.
Yeah. Next right. up, we got Italia versus Ooh. Austria. Who you got?
I've always wanted to visit Italy. I'm going to go Austria, though. A little bit of an upset here.
That would be an upset.
That would be. Big time, right?
Italy's looked pretty good so far, but...
They better. I mean, Italy's just like...
kind of their deal.
Austria squared down with Germany years ago and really impressed me.
Yeah.
So I think they can handle this little Italy. All right. Italian soccer team.
I like it.
Football team.
Yeah. I'm going with the Italians.
Okay.
I'm a little Austrian, too, so I got to go Austria.
Now, hold on! And we close with cricket.
Cricket. Sri Lanka at England.
This game, of course, will be played November 5. Sri Lanka.
This is actually this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a three-game series.
Whoever's running the FanDuel cricket must be an intern that is it up on his cricket. He took the summer off, so the That's next right. bet you can do is December 7th. I'll go Sri Lanka.
Ooh.
Just because I think that's pretty cool to have SRI as part of your name.
I don't even know where that
and
is.
And somehow it goes Sri, not Sri or Sri or Ski. Sri Lanka.
I do think England's a little distracted because they have a big Euro Cup match against Germany.
Yep.
And they're going to need to be all hands on deck or all feet on deck for that one for the soccer match.
Where so I'm is going Sri Lanka.
I was just looking it up.
Africa?
It says South Asia.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought I read that.
Yeah. Unique flag.
I wonder what the Sri Lanka nickname is.
Sri Sri.
Sri Sri. And
officially,
here they come.
The Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, socialist. Yeah. Okay.
Here come the Sri Sris.
They do have a lion in their flag. So
do they really?
The lion.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Is he holding a sword?